Hello, welcome to Masked Monologues, the anonymous podcast for creators. This is your host, aka Girl. I've got my cup of tea and I'm ready today to talk about my personal songwriting process. How do I write songs? Where do I find my inspiration? And how do I collaborate? So for me, I've found that when I'm writing a song, I'll either start off with a melody or a lyrical hook. With lyrical hooks, I find these in everyday conversations or when I'm eavesdropping on other people in public places. I know, I'm sorry. But there'll be this phrase that'll just stand out to me. It will shine brighter than any of the other phrases, and I'll either scribble it down in my notebook if I have it handy, or I'll write it down on the notes app in my phone. But what I do is I contemplate this phrase the entire day, so I'll be concocting up a story, I'll be creating characters, I'll explore different perspectives, and I'll also be humming along the words to the phrase. So if I have the phrase, I'll be like da 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 da, and I'll keep rambling on to myself during the day when I'm doing my schoolwork or when I am cleaning up my room. And then suddenly this phrase will come together piece by piece. I'll connect it to other phrases and it will create this verse or chorus. When I feel as though I have enough to work with, I'll go to a keyboard, start arranging chord progressions, and then I'll create this recording, a rough draft recording. I'll send it to my collaborators and they'll give me feedback on it. And what we'll do is we'll take that, we'll build an instrumental to it, and we can take the vocal takes, the original ones that I do on the rough recording, or usually what I do is I re-record them so they're better quality and they evoke more emotion. But after that, it's just releasing the song on Spotify. So it's a quick process if you've done it enough times and if you know what you're doing. Other methods that I've used to create songs is top lining. So I've top lined before, and it's when a music producer sends you an instrumental track and you go and you write lyrics to it and you sing the vocal tracks to that song. How I go about top lining is by listening to the instrumental track and just humming along to it. Humming is your best friend. If you sit there and you go, and then suddenly like it'll be poo, pa, poo, pa, da 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 do da. I know, I'm amazing. You can comment how great my skills are below. But I will do that as many times as it takes to come up with actual words and create a story around it. Then what I'll do is I'll send it off to the music producer and they'll mix it into the track. If you're ever stuck on ideas for top lining, you can just grab a keyboard and just play a note that is in the same key as the instrumental and then start from there, build it up. With melodies, if you've done anything in music composition before, you'll notice that there are three main types of melodies, and this is your conjunct melody, your disconjunct melody, and your static melody. I'll start off with static melodies. So Taylor Swift is notorious for using static melodies in her music. If you listen to Look What You Made Me Do, you'll realize that the chorus is all on one note. It's Look What You Made Me Do. And that is one of the melodies you can use within your songs. You can contrast this with a disconjunct melody, which is an interval leap. So either an octave, a third, a fifth, or whatever suits your song, that will sound something like do, do. And then you also have a conjunct melody. A conjunct melody I think of a string, so it all flows, it's continuous, and it will sound like do 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 do, where it's ascending and then descending. So if you've heard of the rule of thirds, you'll notice that you have to keep the first melodic phrase the same, the second melodic phrase the same, and then the third one you vary. This is also applicable to lyrics. If you're starting out your verse with the same couple of words, then you can change it when it comes to the last phrase in your verse to transition into your pre-chorus or to transition into your chorus. And what this does is this sort of prepares the listener to transition somewhere else, to step into another room, to travel to a new destination. With songwriting, you have to decide what structure you want, and this will vary depending on what genre you're writing for. So I've noticed that the pop hits are mostly in verse chorus form, but then you have other genres such as alternative, folk, which are more lenient when it comes to structure and the rigidity of it. So you have more freedom in those genres. But basically, the verse is to tell the story. The chorus is your overall theme, and your bridge is sort of like traveling to a new destination for a vacation and then coming back home. So with the bridge, say you're traveling to Jamaica, and then in the chorus, you come back home to Canada. It's supposed to take the listener somewhere else. It's supposed to provide more insight, provide more depth to the song. So always keep that in mind when you're writing songs. When you're writing songs, since it's so difficult to get your song streamed on streaming platforms, just because of the competitive nature of the music industry, you want to ensure that you're doing whatever you can to create ear candy for the listener. So as many hooks as you can throw in there, it will be better. Although you have to contrast this, because I have seen music producers just add too much to the song. It's like, we need to strip it back. I think of the general rule of 3 seconds. So every 3 seconds, you want to be giving the listener something new. Maybe it is a percussion cymbal. Maybe it is just this cool sort of eerie sound, or whatever it is, you add it in there, and then it will keep the listener intrigued. It also makes the song feel as though it's going somewhere, because you want to build your audience up, then you want to come back down, then you want to build them back up. It's like this journey, this adventure they're going on, and you want to make it as captivating as possible. I want to say that when I'm writing a song, there is no correct way to write songs. You can go wherever you want with a song. You can start at any point. When I was first starting out, this was what confused me. It wasn't this structure that you had to follow. It wasn't like step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. And that just blew my mind, because I'm someone who loves structure. And if you're the type of person who loves structure as well, I recommend that you go and you read as much about songwriting as possible. And then you use that information, you forget it all, basically. So once you understand how the pieces connect with one another, you can go wherever you want with it. This comes with practice. It's not going to happen overnight. So you have to continuously try to learn more. You have to continuously grow. When it comes to writing lyrics, I use lyrics as an outlet to work through my emotions, to work through the struggles that I've been going through in life. And what I do is I start journaling. So I kept a journal for years where I just write down everything that happened to me in a day. But I noticed that I was writing more short form writing. So it was sort of similar to poetry. But since I have been in love with music for as long as I can remember, I knew that I wanted the nuance and the depth that a vocal could provide. When you listen to an amazing singer, it gives you chills all over your body. For that moment, you think to yourself, I feel exactly what he or she is feeling. I can empathize with them. And that is the beauty of art. It's the connection. You can do this by varying your tone, the placement of sound in your voice. There's a lot of vocal techniques that you can use if you work with vocal teachers and vocalists. You'll notice they'll either be breathy for some parts where it'll be like airy, like high, high, or it'll be dark and have a full sound like belting, or you'll be nasally. Sometimes people use this, although it's a bit controversial as to the nasal quality because some people will say it's whiny. The main objective is to tell the story in a way that is entertaining. So if the song is sad, then don't start singing it as if you are the happiest person on the planet. Rather, use your analyzing skills and think about where you want that song to go. Think about how you would evoke that emotion. So if you're sad, maybe you want to add a little bit of a whine to your vocal, like a cry, like, or you might want to add an element of hatred for the chorus, because if you're sad, usually sadness and anger coexist. If you're sad, then it might be because you're hurt and you're angry and you're vengeful. So you might want to add a bit of belting to your vocal. Or let's say that it is a happy song, then you're going to be cheery. You're going to be like, hi, maybe it's high pitched. Maybe it is a little bit more nasally. Maybe you can hear that nasal. Or maybe you are belting because there are happy songs that you can just belt out to. It also depends, as I mentioned before, on the genre, because some genres, they'll prefer one type of singing technique, or it will be more formal. I know that one of my friends is a classical opera singer, so this is completely, what she does is completely different from songwriting and music production, because with this, there is no structure to it. Whatever works, it's all up to you. Whereas opera singing, it is, you have to sing it a certain way. You've got to sing it in this language. You've got to hit these notes. You've got to have amazing vocal agility. You've got to have a wide range. But when it comes to creating your own music, you can change the key. No one's going to know. You can change the melody. You can work within your range. And that's what I love about creating music. It is catered towards your needs. You can have all the odds in your favor. I'm going to wrap this up now. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. If there's anything that you want me to elaborate on, to speak more about, then just comment that below and please share this podcast if you enjoyed it. Check out my website, my Instagram, my social media platforms, and yeah, stay cool.